Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Peter Davis, Charlotte Dunn, Nikki, Jordan Bouchard, Jazz Valin, Jess, Dane Maguire, Jessica Deo, Rebecca Hansen, Kip. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 130 of the Rustyquill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Munro.
And...
Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zulf Smith.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
And Azu.
So, we are picking up pretty much where we left off, insofar as...
Info dump! Give me an info dump!
So, we have Hamid, we have Azu, and we have Zulf, although he's probably less useful for Zulf, all in the reading room of the inn.
It's useful for Ben.
Finally getting some actual specifics. Wild is sort of leaning against the desk. Obviously, you've got a lot of questions. It's probably worth you sort of letting me know the kind of things that you want to know, because I can go into detail, but at the same time, I'd want to make this as useful for you as possible.
Well, I still don't really understand what's going on, because no one will tell us, or no one knows.
Okay.
Where are we? What are we doing here? Let's start there.
That I can answer. Obviously, we're in Japan. Einstein brought you here. He's been quite useful in that kind of thing, especially since all the storms cropped up. We are here because I have a hunch that everything that's gone down has been as a direct result of the work that we were all doing together before you were all absent for a while. We are, to all intents and purposes, we're our own self-contained unit, because that's the way that I want it. We are working with the Harlequins to a degree, but then again, everyone is. They are, for lack of a better word, sort of the de facto institution since the meritocrats disappeared and all of their supporters started getting a bit edgy. We were right, the meritocracy was infiltrated way back when we were doing the simulacrum stuff, and as a result they were compromised from the go. They haven't really been able to salvage themselves. They're still nominally in control, but any real decisions aren't passing through them anymore. The reason that we stay self-contained is that if my hunch is right, and that the things that we were doing prior to everything going wrong is as a direct result, we don't want the enemy knowing that we're still pursuing this. To be clear, Zulf knows this, you should know it as well. In the event that I die or I am taken or something similar, there is a dead hand policy in place. The information will pass on to Curie, but it's only going to pass on if I die or if I'm compromised in some way. Zulf knows how to spot some stuff. We'll be covering all that with you as well. The reason that we're here is that for reasons beyond my understanding, the Temple of Hephaestus decided that all of the plans, etc., that Grizzop gave them don't exist, and that we never gave it them. They don't know what we're talking about. They swear by their god Hephaestus they have no idea what we're talking about. Which says to me that there's something going on, but then the cleric managed to disappear. I don't know whether it was related to the enemy or not, but that's the way we stand. We still have the paperwork, the ciphered paperwork that you collected from Cairo. There's a bit more at play here, however. And some of this might be news to Zulf. The reason that Zulf's been here is these weather issues. Well, have you told them yet that you...
did some investigating?
Yeah.
Yeah, coastline, probably actually directed action.
Yeah.
Why we're here.
So... we have intel that it's possibly all been come from a single point. Specifically, where we are now, there is a small, I don't want to say island, it's too small for that, rock off of this island. It's the Shōin Institute. We are currently on Okinoshima Island. We're just off South Honshu. The nearest city is Atsugi, if that means anything to you, but we're well short of there. It's a fairly rural area. We believe that the weather issues have been coming potentially from constructs or creatures created by this person who's declared themselves, let's say, a feudal lord. Obviously, there's not really much in the way of meritocracy to interfere with him, and they've got bigger fish to fry anyway. So it just so happens that it would seem that Zulf's investigations into the weather and our own investigations into the simulacra may have converged. So, as it stands, I have a team put together to... Let's just say it's hard to get hold of Shoin. He is not exactly welcome to visitors. He has been enforcing it mostly via proxies on this island, and he's pretty much locked his place down into a fortress.
So you want us to...
Break in?
Go onto the island and find him?
And force him
find
to
out what he's doing with the weather?
What I want to do is finally start to pick up where we left off.
That's quite a long way back.
Simulacra, we need. We think Shoin made, or is instrumental in making the simulacra. So
we need to go and destroy them?
Maybe. I think you're right. It kind of is a heist. You did get it. It was.
You didn't tell them, did you?
No.
No, but he said Howard Carter was involved. So.
Yes.
Why is Howard Carter involved?
That is a very good question.
Turns out that Sashas are hard to find, let's put it that way. And
you don't need to remind us.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. He's the best that was on offer. I wasn't going to take him, but the third time that he escaped and was recaptured, it seemed worth giving it a go. For what it's worth, he started behaving himself a bit better. I mean, there's only so much trouble he can get
Are
into.
Are you sleeping with him?
I am not.
Hamid.
You saw the way... Is this an in-character or out-of-character comment?
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm not even sure anymore. That was an in-character comment.
In which case, yeah. I do rebuke you like that.
Hamid.
So the way the two of you interacted. I don't believe that your libido is the best way of deciding who should be on a team like this, Oscar.
I think it's all for Nazio Scherer, look.
Wild sort of gestures to everyone to calm down in a way he normally hasn't.
Quite disappointed to find he's not in a jail somewhere.
I think that's a fair comment from about 18 months ago. And that's not me trying to get a dig in, Hammond, it's just the times change.
Fair enough.
You'd be amazed how insignificant a lot of those things have become, especially in recent months. Nothing's happened and nothing's going to happen. He
is very annoying.
Yes, he is.
Be as useful.
Exactly. But this isn't the whole team. Obviously, we have Barnes. I think I heard you mention him at one point.
Yeah.
He's been quite useful, first in investigating the weather side of things, but also, frankly, he's a useful in with the meritocrats. Nominally, he's still working within the meritocrats. Obviously, he's not anymore, because no one works for them, really, but it's still a useful contact to have. But there is one more person that I'd actually quite like to approach, who you all don't know.
All right.
Yeah, so... I didn't either, so...
Apologies.
No, it's fine.
So you know that Shoin's people have been expanding and demanding more and going further to get it. Turns out there's a village he's been avoiding. And at first, I assumed it was maybe an inconvenience, maybe there was nothing there. I've heard there might be an apothecarist or something similar who might be worth talking to. The fact that we're about to take on an alchemist, I don't think it seems like a shot in the dark. I've done my homework for what it's worth. Everyone seems to speak well of them. They seem to know their stuff.
Are you going to send us to go talk to them?
So let me get this straight. I still don't quite understand what you want us to do. So Shoin is an alchemist of some kind.
Yes.
And has been responsible for both receiving simulacrum shipments from Damascus and is in some way connected to the weather problems.
Correct.
Have I got that right?
Yes.
But you don't know exactly why he was receiving simulacrum shipments or exactly how he was doing
and
anything with the weather.
That is why I need to get into the Institute. I have exhausted every
right.
other
okay.
lead.
But before that, you know there's a place that he's been avoiding and you want us to go and investigate the person you think
Let's put it this way. Any place that Shoin is avoiding is a place that I would like to be intimately familiar with.
Right, and you want us to go and find that person and have a chat to them?
Ideally, yes.
You think this person might have knowledge of the same sort of techniques that Shoin uses?
I'm not an expert in alchemy. Are you?
No.
What I was going to say is, do we know if they speak anything other than Japanese? Because otherwise we're going to have a bit of a short conversation.
Wild gives a little chuckle, reaches down to a drawer in the desk, leans over, pulls it out, and chucks a potion vial to you, and pulls out another two. Hands one to Azu and hands one to Hamid.
And these are?
Tongues. Specifically, it's going to let you speak Japanese.
Ah, okay.
And understand
right.
Japanese, to be specific.
I mean, I can
cast comprehend languages, but it doesn't help me understood.
Well, that's what this is for.
How long does it last?
Not a huge amount of time, but it might be enough to...
5 minutes, half an hour?
About an hour.
Oh.
If all else fails, I can prep it. Tongues, I mean.
Between the two of you.
We'll manage.
Don't bring them back here immediately. You know the standard procedures.
Yeah. Well, not a week.
Right. So not easy to do anything at speed in this new world, then.
Not easy to involve new people at speed.
Mm.
Once we get going, we can get going quickly, but we just, you know, take some time to prep.
What I would say is make the first openings, say hello, etc. If it seems like they're worth our time, Zolf, might be time to have a chat with them at the inn.
Right.
So where are they? Are we going today, now?
If you're willing.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to jump ahead.
Sure.
He basically provides you a map of the island that you're on. I might be able to give you hard facts if you want. It's not huge. It's wooded. It's quite warm. You're close to the equator at this point, so don't think like freezing cold. What I would say is the whole time that you've been in the inn, it has been raining. Mm-hmm. And as Wilde is sort of showing you this map, he's like, okay, that tracker's washed out. That one's gone. That one's gone. This village is empty now. It's very rural. It's basically a fishing island at this point. And if the Showin Institute is sort of off to the west coast, the inn is sort of more or less central to the island. And then if you head further and further east, closer to the mainland, the village is almost coastal on the far east. Zolf, obviously, you know this place inside and out. You've had the time. Obviously, although you haven't been interacting much with the local population, who knows who could be compromised? It is worth mentioning, you haven't found any of the local population have been compromised. Like, the war's very far away from here.
Yep.
The precautions are mainly for people arriving as opposed to people around here.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably still going to have to do protocol, but at the same
time... How far away is it in terms of just travelling distance?
There's no horses or carts or vehicles, so you're
assuming we're walking there.
Yeah, you're looking at a few hours. Like, about 4 hours from where you are.
Okay.
It's early morning. You could make it there, have a good long chat, and make it back, and it'd be a solid day. The only issue is the weather, at which point a while goes. It is worth mentioning, don't expect it to get better than this. I'm just going to accelerate to, are you okay to head out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wilde asks for a moment alone with Zolf, but politely. He's not like, nah. He's just like, if you'd be willing. If you want to sit in, that's fine, but I'd rather have it.
Yes, fine.
Hammond's going to put on a snazzy raincoat.
That brings a smile to Wilde, but it's that wonky smile again. Still a bit unfamiliar.
Wonky Wilde smile.
Wonky Wilde smile. Oh. Once he's alone with you, Zolf.
Yeah, what's up?
Just, you've been nothing if not efficient and dedicated since you came back. Don't get me wrong, I trust them, but we still have a job to do. Don't get carried away with them.
I knew you were going to say that. No, of course not. Hang on a minute. What do you mean by carried away?
The mission's the most important thing. If you have to choose between the mission and them, you're going to have to choose the mission.
Yeah, I'd imagine they get that as well, but yes, of course. Like, this is bigger than single people, so...
I didn't think I had to say it.
Yeah, well, anyway, doesn't mean I'm not going to try, but...
Look after yourself and look after them.
Well, yeah. You know. Yes, Wilde, fine.
Fine.
See you later.
Heading out. It is wet, it is rainy, the walk is long and miserable. The village that you're in, there's a few people around, but for the most part they are not really engaging. They're mostly keeping a distance from you. Like I said, there's a couple of people, they see you, one of them runs into the house and closes a door. And then you're just out into a track.
Yeah, we walk.
So once we are out of sight of civilization, we're like... So, Hamid and Azu, I should probably tell you some things. You know, I used to spend a lot of time not talking, and I'm not doing that anymore. Not interested in being all sulky and secretive. I know.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a while to grow a bit. I think the whole Poseidon thing was maybe... Anyway. So, three things. Number one, that conversation with Wilde was a pretty classic. You know, for the sake of the mission, don't get too close to them. You know, the whole, like, is it the mission or them? Go with the mission. obviously.
Naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Not naturally, but given the situation and how important it is, then that's, you know, an occupational hazard of what we do. But I would expect the same from you two. So...
No, I can't promise that either. Okay. I understand him telling you, but...
Well, I meant me, I didn't mean you two. I'm not going to tell you how to... I'm just making it, you know, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
So, second thing is, obviously, I'm not doing the Poseidon thing anymore, so how am I walking? Yeah?
I mean, I didn't wonder, but I didn't want to ask.
Yeah, well, I'll lean down and, like, knock my shin. There's a metallic noise.
Hmm.
Yeah, some of that simulacra tech can come in handy.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
You've got that in you?
No.
Well, they're detachable?
Yes. They're prosthetics, but magical ones. So that's one thing is anti-magic field, they'll stop working. So that's something to know.
Okay.
Right.
I can carry you if you need.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to, if we're in the middle of a fight or something like that, then that could be important. Third thing...
Sherry Solf is so sherry.
Yeah.
Is... So, I told you I'm done with Poseidon and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, are you still...
And I can still...
Spellcaster...
Do the thumb spark and light my pipe with it. Be like, yeah. Yeah, so as I said, I did a bit of soul searching and basically told Poseidon to take a hike. So he did. Good. And then I spent a lot of time just kind of not knowing what to do, but... I don't know, the world's all screwed up right now, and how people have been running it wasn't working. And I, meritocrats, harlequins, whatever. But, it's not hope exactly. I don't think everything's gonna work out okay. I'm not stupid, but.
It's not stupid to think things could work out.
Ah, could, yes. But not expect... Anyway, what I mean is... I don't really know how to describe it. I can still do this kind of stuff.
But you're not calling on the power of a god?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I guess right now, file me under you.
What?
Can cast magic for inexplicable reasons.
Oh no, I know why.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm descended from Apophis.
He's sort of a dragon.
I mean, that's not exactly how I would phrase it, but...
I mean, that...
Ish!
Well, I mean, that sounds basically... that does sound... That's what it is, like. How far... What?
Oh, well, let me... I'm going to accelerate time as Hamid catches Zolf up on the and birds and the dragons, stuff? I guess. Well, when a mummy dragon... Maybe,
look,
and a daddy.
Apophis can turn into a humanoid, and that humanoid is DTF.
That humanoid loves a bit of halfling.
Oh.
I was trying to be classy.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
Okay, I am going to jump ahead, if I may. Everyone give me a perception check, please.
Ooh.
My first roll, I think.
Make it bad.
It was bad.
Yay!
Oh, mine was bad, too.
Yay!
That wasn't mine.
Yay!
But that is 17.
Okay.
12.
Good.
16.
Oh.
I rolled a 3, Helen. I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 9.
As he just finds a discarded set of Hawkeye goggles, he's like, ha ha ha! Okay. With those kinds of rolls, yeah. You approach the village. Just as you reach the outskirts, you see clear signs of some kind of fight has happened. Like, there's a couple of broken barrels on one side, a lot of footprints, little bit of dirt, and then on the far side of a building you see there are a pair of feet sticking out from the other end of the building. Whoever is there is currently face down, like a pair of boots, and you hear cries of alarm from deep within the village. But to be clear, you've pretty much made it to the outskirts before you've even noticed.
Oh well, that's
something's
not good.
Happened.
Yeah,
right,
I'll start running.
Yeah, my glaive goes on fire.
As we're running, I cast Detect Magic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, you all charge forward. Can everyone please get in initiative order for me, please?
Okay.
I've got improved initiative now.
14.
Still got a 6. 11.
Azu, you are up first. You are 30 feet away from the building that has a pair of boots. as it were.
I'm going to go investigate the boots.
Okay.
They're not red slippers.
They're not. They are not. I did wonder if
we were all thinking,
are they inside or under that?
I mean, you don't know. Are you going to approach 30 feet and look, you said?
Yes.
You approach 30 feet, they're not red boots curling underneath and slowly disappearing underneath the house. They are attached to a burly bloke who is currently face down. He is alive, although bloodied, and is currently face down in the dirt going... You also can now see into the sort of village. Mm-hmm. There are about four other people dotted around. So there's a well in the centre. There's a few smaller buildings. There appears to be what looks like a couple of market stalls, maybe what could be a shop. Like, again, culturally, it's pretty far from what you're used to, so take everything with a pinch of salt. Yeah. But there's about four people face down. All of them are not dead. They're currently, like, kind of wiggling around a little bit, I suppose. In fact, yeah, one of them is.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Like a seizure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have run up 30 feet and seen that, so you still have either another move action, a standard action, blah, blah, blah.
I guess I'm going to lay on hands the burly man.
Okay.
10.
He comes to...
Hello.
He starts backing away and starts kind of swinging wildly with some kind of club.
What happened? Oh, no, he doesn't speak... I try again in Orcish and Arabic.
He goes, Mah! Hamid, you're
Oops.
Up.
Sure.
You saw Azu lay hands on someone.
I'm just gonna run up and you said there were cries from beyond the round the corner where we couldn't see. I'm gonna run up and take stock of the situation.
I think you see all the same stuff, including. He sees you. Also.
Oh dear.
Is there a fight going on? That's what you were implying with your description just now.
It looks like a fight has finished, although there are cries of more people at the far end of, let's call it a market square. It's not square, it's not a market.
I'm going to keep running in that direction. I want to work out what's going on, and it feels like going towards the noise of fighting is the best way.
So, yeah.
As you can handle us.
So you run,
I can.
You run
I
past.
I just forgot that we didn't speak the same language.
You get as far as the well. Because of your movement speeds, you are next to the person who is. They appear to have some sort of thing stuck in their back.
Ooh.
It looks maybe an arrow, maybe not, but.
Sure.
Zolf, you are up.
I chug my potion of tongues.
Yeah! Zolf's so capable these days.
Hey! And then I run up, being like, it's alright, we're here to help! We're here to help, don't worry! Azu, drink your potion. What happened here?
I wanted to save it until we met the person there.
Fair.
Yeah.
The bloke.
Oh no, it's a bloke! Not again!
The lads are just round the corner. Waiting to strike.
The bloke, panicking, takes a swing at Azu. Missing. Like, just trivially.
How?
Okay, if you want to know the miss, technically it's... clang!
Yeah, and this just might mean hitting your armour.
Yeah, he has a club, a rudimentary club, like not even a like well-made weapon. It's basically a hunk. It's a log. It's a log that's thinner at
I
one end.
I look at him disappointedly.
He just turns and then just runs. Just starts running away.
Where is that?
Panicking people.
Yeah. Well, at least they can understand you now.
You're up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm now going to go to the person having the seizure.
Mm-hmm. They stopped. Like in that time they have stopped. They're just
I pull the thing out of their back.
Appears to be some kind of arrow, but modified weirdly. You've not seen this kind of thing before.
Oh my god, Hawkeye's here.
Azu thinks about Grizzop. He would really like this.
Maybe it is him.
Don't do this.
Grawkai.
Maybe he fell through the planes and landed exactly here with no problems whatsoever.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
That'd be too easy when it's your fault.
Will you
just stop? Look,
I'm going to
just
have the
stop.
Guilt conversation at some point.
Alright, alright. Okay, anything else that you're doing?
Stop everything and have it now. Because apparently that's what Alex wants.
Is there anything else that you're doing? Because I'm like pulling that up is it trivial?
I just want to look around. There's no one to fight at the minute. So.
You can hear the yell same as Hamid on the far side
then
of the
Then I'm
gonna
go towards that.
Okay. At which point then you are closest. Hamid, you're up.
again, running towards the noise to work out what's happening.
So you make it to the shop, as it were. Give me a perception check.
Oh, that's a bit better. 32.
32, better. You reckon this is where the fight started.
Okay.
And it kind of has sprawled from there. Like, the way the tracks are looking, even on the fly, you're like, yeah, I think it started here. It also helps that there are two people lying on their back at the entrance going, As you are running up, someone is thrown sideways, like bodily thrown, and lands in the dirt at the back of the shop that you are beside. You are able to continue running up to the corner if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. You turn around to the corner, and then we take a break then and come back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, coming in from the break then. You come around the corner and, yeah, the first thing that you see is obviously that person on the back going, they're shaking a bit. And you see...
I was here all along. I was here
such
all
a
along.
Gremlin when you want to be.
I was here.
Oh, hey okay. Guys, Lyd's back.
Hey! Woo! Yeah. Oh, you were all so sad, I assume.
No, definitely. We've been watching... watching the Discord.
I've been thinking about this for so long, but now it's like, oh, I've got performance anxiety. Okay, stepping around a corner. Okay, your visual reference is Holtzman from Ghostbusters crossed with Gambit.
Ooh!
All you can really see, perhaps, is that they are tall. Hair is quite vertical, sort of blonde streaked with silver, which is strange because they look quite young otherwise. A long coat and a massive freaking adapted steampunk to... goodness crossbow.
And by massive you mean like oversized.
Yeah, like it's like mechanically heavy. They also have like big glowy goggles on their head with like and on their
I've still got
eyes.
Detect magic up, so it, anything that's magic I can also
that,
see.
That is magic. The crossbow's magic. Quite possibly like with well, the belt's magic. A lot about them is magic.
And you know what? Like I can happily jump in and say, yeah, loads.
Just loads.
Like, far too much for a small rural village.
Yeah, turn around the corner, like, line the crossbow up, and shouts out in Japanese.
Some stuff that
some
they can't
stuff.
Speak, Ben then, would, like, Zolf would be able to understand.
Having, yeah, which would just be like, hello? What are you doing here? But seeing that you don't react, then tries in several other languages.
Oh, that's good.
Bopa, or like, ni hao. And then eventually like, hi? Hello? Excuse me? Why are you here?
Are you the one that's been assaulting all these people?
Ratchet time.
I'm going to jump out of initiative order, by the way.
Why exactly are you here in my town?
We're looking for someone. Maybe you?
Oh, no one's told me. Like, aims...
Whoa!
They step towards you. It's probably about 6 foot-ish. Human. And like are making direct eye contact and stuff like. So what exactly is the reason that you have come to visit
Azu
if you
and
are going to try and take anything more from these people I will fortunately their accent is canonically from everywhere so you know you can write your complaints
we're not here to take anything. Why are you beating up all these people?
We're just here for a conversation.
Okay, a lot of the conversations I've had recently have been along the lines of, give us this stuff.
Okay,
the apothecarist, alchemist-y person, defendy person.
I could be called that.
Why don't we go have a chat in your shop the weapons?
Why all these people are lying around hurt and whether it was you.
Oh yeah, of course it was me.
Are these thugs?
Oh, yeah, I call them blokes or lads.
I don't get it.
No, they just turn up and demand stuff, right?
Are these... Who are they... Look, I think we might have a common enemy.
But let's not have this conversation in front of all the blokes.
And or lads.
And or lads.
Look, we don't know if this person is nice or not. They've been beating everyone around here up. Maybe we should be taking this person down.
What, with this person?
Oh, you can try, buddy.
Whoa, hang on. Like, hang on. Hannes.
Like, why you might be saying that, they start to grow, and I think they may get to... They're now a large person.
I don't think it's a thing they could pass unnoticed.
No. They'll chug something quickly. It takes a full round, but that's 6 seconds, right?
That'll count as a surprise round because I took everyone out of initiative.
Okay, yeah.
If people want to take this into a fighty place, I will require initiative.
I was going to cast detect evil.
I was going to cast hold person.
In which case,
as soon as this person moves and who is looking threatening and beating random people up, Hammond says this is cast hold person.
Because mechanics.
We're going to have to get finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mechanics, drinking potion goes first as a new surprise round. Everyone roll initiative.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, that's more like it.
9-2.
Yep. Back to normal.
13.
19.
21.
You need to beat Hammer before he started a fight.
What was yours, Ol?
I'm not starting a fight. I'm ending a fight.
19.
And what was yours, Hammer?
21.
Tell you what, I wrote Grizz up and then deleted it.
Hey. Oh, no.
Hammer, you're up first.
I cast Hold Person.
Okay.
What's
Lid, make
save?
A will save.
Oh, dear. That is not one of the things that they're competent at. 13.
You are paralysed.
Specifically, just frozen in place.
The effects of the potion, I assume, will still
take
absolutely.
Place, so they are growing.
It's fixed in place, you're going,
just getting larger and larger.
Like a tree.
They kind of look like they're going to pop.
Ooh. I have to do a strength stretch.
Not another one. You're up.
Don't attack her, it'll break the spell. Just wanted to figure out the situation.
I'm going to dispel magic the whole person.
Okay.
Your cast level is 8.
Yes.
Right. So that means I'm trying to beat a 19 on a d20 plus 8. I do not.
Okay.
That's my standard action. I will then move between Hamid and this individual.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. Stop it. Both of you.
I'm not
stop
trying
it.
To fight.
This individual is currently held. Moving on to Azu.
I cast Detect Evil.
You get to save each turn to try and break it again, but it's the same difficulty.
Is it the end or start of their turn?
On their turn.
So
each time. But it's a full round action to break out of it.
There we go. So you can give a save to break out of it then.
What, now?
On your initiative point, basically.
I assume it goes back down to Azu then.
You first.
Oh. You were ahead of Azu in the initiative order.
I just forgot about the break on there.
Only 14.
That does not break it.
Okay, Azu, you're up.
Detect evil, please.
Okay. So, the...
You're holy.
The bloke on the ground detects as mundane evil. I don't mean, like, the devil, you know, I give the spectral thing, but, like, not good.
Boring evil.
At a quick glance around, they detect as good. Mm. The rest of your party detects as good. Oh, apart from Zolf, he's super evil. No.
I knew it!
Everyone detects as good. Having a quick glance around, you notice that one of the people on the front step of the shop, like, just from your angle, you can see them, is kind of neutral, and the other one is neutral to bad.
Mm. All right, Hamid, these are bad. They were bad people, and this is a good person.
Okay, I'll...
I don't know mechanically if I can stop the spell. It doesn't say concentration, but in general, you can normally... Like, in principle, you can stop...
I don't have an issue
any
with
any non-instantaneous spells.
I normally go
will.
Under the assumption that you don't have to forcibly maintain it unless it says so.
Yeah, but I think I can also make it stop if I choose to.
So what I'm going to do, though, is that you can only stop it on your initiative.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is a good chance that this person might break hold person and then shoot you in the face. So I'll have to get through to that. So, Hamid, you are up now, but I'm not going to drop out of initiative order until everyone agrees to.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm gonna...
And I break the spell.
Okay, are you doing anything else?
No. And I'm trying to be as unaggressive as possible.
Unsurprisingly, I'm going to wait for the new person to decide whether initiative is broken.
Yeah.
Zolf.
So I'm going to look straight at this new person and say, look, I'm sorry, my colleague's on edge, we don't want to start a fight, I know he shouldn't have done that, let's just go and have a chat, right? And that's me.
New person, it is your turn in initiative.
Getting extremely sick of y'all coming to my home and beating up my friends. Right?
We haven't
you
beaten
gotta,
up anyone.
You gotta, really? Really? Because I'm seeing a lot of beating up people and
so
I'm seeing
I'm
you here.
So I'm going to drop out of initiative then if there's going to be that much talking.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to... Hamid, stop it.
Look,
stop. Shh.
We walk into a fight. We don't know the situation. We don't know who's responsible. I was trying to take sensible precautions.
I'm very sorry about my colleague. We just need to... Let's have a chat. I think we're...
I apologise if I misunderstood the situation. I was trying to make sure everyone was safe.
Okay.
Just going to give you a really nonplussed look.
I don't need anyone coming in here and keeping this place safe. I've been doing a good job of that myself, and I would really appreciate it if you would leave me alone.
Okay, we're enemies of Sowintu.
That gives you a look.
Can we go back to your shop and have a chat? That's all we want to do, just have a chat.
All right. Can't get in when I'm still big, though, so I have to be out here.
Okay, should we get rid of this lot? Pointing at the thugs, the lads and blokes.
The person that's neutral, that's outside the shop, is that my assistant?
Yes, it is.
Right, they run over and start shaking, like, Jasper! Jasper! And, like, poor...
It's not like a very long document there.
You have
no idea. Cure light wounds on...
I can lay on hands
Little
if you...
Jasper.
Could you describe, though, because other people will be able to see how you're doing this. Are you literally, like, putting your hands on them?
No.
Are you channeling the sun? What are you doing?
No, that's the, while they're crouched down, they are wearing a long, like, leather jacket, let's say, but not studded in the way that would be familiar to you all. and they're...
It's more of a coat.
Long coat. Yes, a leather coat, that's the word. They open it up and, like, take a couple of tiny vials and then pour something, some liquid down this. Mm-hmm. Little gnome friend down their throat.
Gnome friend wakes up. Who is currently... Zolf is able to understand Japanese.
Yes.
Oh, I'm really sorry. They just jumped us.
So talks to them in Japanese as well. It's all right.
I'm really sorry. I can just shift them all. That's fine.
No, you know what? You rest, right? I'll deal with this.
Sure.
You could do for me. Go around and just check that there's nobody hurt.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And bring anyone to me, right? You know, the usual drill.
The usual drill. I'm on it. I am going to be quick as...
Do you remember how to make your voice loud? Like, I think I'll have taught them a few things. There's like a message one.
Yep, it's all good.
Right, and so let me know if anyone's so hurt they need me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's fine. They run off, and then you start hearing them sort of calling out around, going, basically, I'm not going to RP because it'll take a little while. Effectively, all clear, etc., etc.
While that's happening, when I turn to Harry and be like, look, I'm sorry, that is not how I wanted our first, you know, thing to go. Just, I know you're on edge and raring to go, but we just need to be a bit calmer. Okay, casting spells on people straight away is a good way to start a fight. I know what you cast.
They cast a spell first!
Okay.
That's literally what they did!
Hammett, just take a breather, alright?
Sure. Hazu, which ones are the bad ones?
The ones that are knocked out.
Hammett goes over and slits their throat.
No.
No, I know. It's just, I don't know.
If
Hazu
can point out which ones they are, I'm going to start dragging them into a pile and tying them up.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's easy. At one point, you basically run into the assistant, who has started doing the same by the well. So,
but he's so little.
He's
drag people.
Tiny for enough.
I will absolutely help him do that.
And they are tying him to the well, so they're all sort of, you know, backed to it.
So that's what I started doing naturally anyway. So we sort of end up doing it together, I guess.
Let's join in.
So for what it's worth, Jasper seems to be doing his job. Like, everything's happening. People start poking their heads out of stuff. And the village seems to be sort of getting going again. Unlike the place that you started at, this place has a lot more people in it and seems to be less atrociously cautious of you all.
Yeah, everyone in that first village was sort of quiet and depressed as well.
Pretty much.
And this one seems more normal?
Yeah. Cool. I wouldn't say that they're like, put up the maypole, do a big dance. It's more, you know, kind of...
Yeah, one thing you might notice as you meet more people there is that none of the people there look anything like this person.
They are a single entity, as it were. Tying up happens, bad people start waking up, Jasper does his job and they're all gagged.
When do you start getting small? Have you not?
Oh,
started?
It only takes 10 minutes.
So I'm assuming by the time we've finished collecting the blokes.
Yeah.
Normal size again, but while they're around a corner, you can see them like psyching themselves up.
Asa will come and introduce herself to you.
Before we do that, I've got one more thing to do, and then we can deal with whatever new disaster you are. Okay. You see them chug another potion. This time, they grow claws and teeth, and importantly, they gain +2 to intimidate.
Do I have to roll to not be
No, this is not. Okay. This is not you.
It's more a, don't mind me.
Thing. Terrifying creature now. Like, give me one sec through bared teeth. Like, massive teeth. Like, runs off. And starts railing at the blokes and or lads in Japanese. They look like a terrifying
monster. Can you give me an intimidation check?
Yep.
So, as this is happening, as she starts, I cast Comprehend Languages and Detect Thoughts.
Ooh!
Okay.
I'm helping you.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a 19 plus... Gosh, it's tricky. So 19...
It's fine. 21. You don't even need the modifier. You've already crushed it. Like, none of them hit 19.
Okay, so through...
They
so
you make will saves against my Detect Thoughts spell as
ooh,
well.
Ooh, what's the DC?
16.
So many.
A couple of them fail.
Okay.
Not all of them.
So I have to be focusing on a person so I can switch back and forth.
You can just be like...
But obviously,
no. Ooh,
I'm
yes.
mostly going to focus on the ones whose thoughts I can hear. And I'm very much not going to target it at anyone else.
That's so, fine. As
we'll do the intimidate first, then I'll give you the attack.
So, essentially, they're going to just tell these people that if they ever dare come back again, there's been a spell cast on them, and they will explode, and their guts will... Like, it won't be an easy one, because the skin doesn't explode. And, like, so you will explode through all your orifices in a particularly horrendous thing. And, in fact, Sel describes in exquisite detail the effects of the spell Caustic Blood, in which damage stacks each turn the one is covered in caustic blood.
Could you do me a favour? Mm-hmm. In addition to the Intimidate, could you roll a...
Persuade or diplomacy to persuade?
It depends. I need to ask. Is this a thing that you actually... You haven't actually cast a curse on them or anything.
No. The point is that there are no resources left to keep people prisoner.
What I'll ask is, can I get a deception check?
Mm-hmm.
But you are getting...
It's a bluff.
Bluff. I'm going to be modifying because you've already successfully intimidated them, so they're taking the penalties and stuff.
They get their int bonus to persuade others that a lie is true. So this is plus 10.
Yep, it's fine.
Which is good because I only rolled a 12, so that's a 22.
One of them rolled double figures and still didn't pass.
Right. So essentially,
they're wrecking it.
Yep.
So they bought it. They're not intending to come
I'll,
back.
I'll let one person finish, and then I will come to technical.
Just telling that, like, as you might have realised, there are quite a lot of different monsters guarding this place, including some monster wizards, and all of them are going to come and get you. If you dare go back to, what was it called, Showin?
The Showin Institute.
So if you dare to go back to the Showin Institute, your blood will start leaking out your eyeballs tomorrow night. Go to the mainland, stop causing trouble, and never come back.
Do you release them at that point?
Then tears through the bonds with claws,
mm-hmm.
which are terrifying, mechanically. Then roars at them until they run away.
On to the rethoughts side of things. I'm not going to RP it. They're absolutely bricking it. They're absolutely buying it. And basically, it comes down as, screw this. He's weird anyway. I'm not being paid enough. I'm gone. Screw this whole situation. This is the worst. And all it is some version of that. Like, for the three of them you can detect force, it's all basically the same.
Yeah.
No amount of money is worth this weirdness. I just awesome. Wanted some easy fun and a bit of money.
Yep. So I was going to go around the back of the building. The monsterness will fade. I think they can do that by choice before the thing is over.
I believe you can.
Yeah, and then come round, and then in a very human voice, so that, a ferry has been arranged to take you to the mainland. It will leave from this thing at this time. It will not be going to any other stops.
The blokes, once untied, just scatter. They don't even scatter together. They don't go to the ferry. They just leg it.
Yep.
That was very effective.
That's impressive.
Let's have some tea.
Yes.
I think we'll end the episode there. I think that's a good place.
Yeah. We'll all go have a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
It'd be lovely. Mm. Why don't we spend a week of downtime doing it? Everyone loves a week of downtime.
Yeah.
Do you want a week of downtime, Lyd? It's great.
I mean, not nice. It would be so nice.
Well, how about we give the listeners a week of downtime and then we immediately press on. How about that?
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
I'm just rubbing out thank Grizzoff, it's no biggie.
Nah, that's fair enough. Should have thanked him there, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I did a little bit, but I wanted a proper thank you.
Well,
he's gone now.
He's dead now.
No point.
Well,
it's all over.
All right.
You're religious. You know he's in an afterlife somewhere if he's dead.
Oh,
true.
Yeah, maybe you could all take him away from it and bring him back.
Like with Buffy.
Don't have my body? Wait, you could just straight up resurrect. Oh my God, 2,000 years old.
But resurrection doesn't...
Right, you know. Anyway, it needs to come in from
you. Can you imagine how happy Grizzle would be to be like, I'm 2,000 years old!
Yes! Oh my God. Oh my God. That'd be amazing. Should have ripped his character sheet off.
I'm the oldest goblin that ever lived and ever will!